Hello.
Hi, guys. This is Sarita, and I want to welcome you to the Bible Study Girl podcast. You may know me as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. First voice that your ears were blessed to hear was the voice of the executive producer of the podcast, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime. But this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We are brother and sister who share the same mother in real life.
We are related. And that's a real good thing. Oh, man. I don't know about you, but I'm a little pooped. But before I go down that rabbit hole today, brother, how has your week been?
Let me pull up my wheel. Let me get my
Pulling up the wheel, I want to encourage you guys to, if you're listening on Spotify, to go ahead and rate us and let us know how much you like the podcast. We really appreciate it. If you're listening to us over on iTunes, we'd like the same courtesy. Go ahead and rate us. When you rate the podcast, it makes it easier for others to find the podcast. I'm really on a new mission. The year is half over, and I've kind of been half stepping when it comes to this podcast and promo. I'm weeks and weeks behind on pushing. And so I'm making a concerted effort to push and let you guys know. We want to know what you think of this podcast. I would love 5 stars, of course. Who wants a 1-star review? But I mean, if that's how you feel, go ahead and tell the truth.
Say it with your chest.
Go ahead and tell the truth and let us know. Let us know. So we really, really, truly appreciate you.
But I have been, I've been dealing with a little bit of sickness, as I'm sure y'all can kind of hear, because my voice sound a little more gravelly than normal. So that's been annoying. I had to was texting our mother. It was just like, you know, getting sick up here just ain't the same. Because back home, if I told either of you that I was sick, you know, and I couldn't get out the house, you may bring me some soup. You may bring me some Gatorade if you can. You know, whatever medicine you got. And so that's always like a new experience for me. But, you know, so I guess I was feeling a little sentimental.
Really?
Yeah. A little isolated. And a little bit of grief, I think, all in that. Because when you got time to think, you got time to think.
I get that. I definitely understand that sentiment. It hits us all differently. Yeah.
How about
you feel like you're coming back on a better note, on a better side, or not?
Yeah, I'm way better than what I like started when it was like really hidden, because I like went out because I didn't feel that bad. I just had an itchy throat, and I'm like, okay, I'll drink some tea, you know, get a little bit of, you know, I took some Robitussin, and I got to my friend's house because I was trying to work on music, and fatigue just hit me, and I'm like, oh no, I gotta go lay down. Like, I'm not feeling like myself. Kanae's been preparing for a play, so she's been like at rehearsals during the evening, and she doesn't get out till like late, so it was just me for a minute. And so it was just like bad. And then after I took some stuff, because at this point I kind of know what medicines I can and can't take, what medicines make me feel better, what, you know, supplements, all this other kind of stuff, it helps. Because you have to learn that when you have an autoimmune disease. And if you don't, you are in trouble. And so now, like I said, I think I'm more so on the mend. But yeah. How about you?
Well, like I said, when I started, I'm a little pooped. It's been a long week. A couple weeks ago, you know, we discussed getting adequate rest in the Bible study that I did. And yeah, I got rest at that point, but I'm starting to fall back off again. And the thing, too, is just like a really busy season for me right now. Juggling lots of things and really having to learn how to prioritize what's important. Now, I will say today was a more restful day for me. I slept in a little bit later. I took my time. I moseyed on in to work just to kind of offset how exhausted I've been. I washed my hair. I got a fresh wash. That's why it's all shrunk up. It's washed. It's clean. That always makes me feel better. So my hair is
still massive.
Washed and it's washed and clean, and it's a little baby fro because once it dries, my shrinkage is real. So that means that before I settle down for the night, I'm going to have to...
Moisturize.
No, it's moisturized. It's shiny. I'm going to have to do my stretching routine to give myself some length so I can go out in the world tomorrow with also, a little bit more length. Right now, it looks like I just got a... like I just did the big chop and yeah.
It does not. real soon, guys, upcoming down the pipeline, because I just now thought about this because it's going to be way easier to do. My mom and my sister are coming to visit me, but we're going to Oregon. So we're going to be in a different state at that point in time. There's a hike. That is a plan for us to go on. I am 100% bringing my recording stuff because I definitely want to record an episode after said experience.
Yeah, I think that will be awesome. I think we're going to need to rest after said.
Oh, 100%. Or like either way.
No, I'm saying like I feel like that would be, I don't think we're going to want to do anything else that day is what I'm getting at.
Oh no, I hear you. I just, I'm thinking in my mind of like,
as far as like going out, like that's the activity.
Oh,
for that.
Girl, listen, no, that is the activity for that day.
Yeah, that's the activity. That's so it. We can sit around and record. That's
like food is coming wherever we at.
Right. Do you want me to bring my microphone or you?
Oh, no.
You
got it. I have all the stuff.
Okay. You know, all right. So, great.
Headphones. You might want to bring some headphones because the pair that...
you have my headphones.
The pair that was entrusted to me was broken.
Don't worry. I know a man with some headphones. I'll just bring it. Okay.
Because you don't really matter. All I got to do is plug in the...
You know, yeah, all I need is some headphones to plug in so I can be plugged in. So I'll make it happen. Yeah. Phew. Well, we have done a good recount of both of our weeks. Did a little pre-trip planning to let everybody know.
Yeah, I what got we've some got funny stuff book. Coming down the pipeline. Trust me.
Yeah, we've got going in the books. Are you ready? I don't know if you're ready or not.
Oh, yeah, I've been ready.
Oh, okay. Oh, born ready. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and give us our scripture for the day.
Our scripture comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
Which is the perfect segue into the subject of today's podcast. We're actually doing a blog recap. If you are new around here, welcome, 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 welcome. We keep saying that. And our blog recap has the same format every time. This podcast started because I used to write a blog, the Bible Study Girl blog. You can head over to www.biblestudygirl.com. And there is a magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that. Type in the words, a living sacrifice. That is the blog that we will be discussing today. When we do blog recaps, Bible Study Brother gives us a short summary. the meat and potatoes of what the blog is about. And then he talks about the questions that arose for him when he read the blog or just his general impressions that he got from the blog. I do my best to allow him that space and that opportunity to just share his thoughts about the blog. I let you guys know what I was thinking at the time that the blog was published, and I give you an update on how I currently feel in regards to the blog. And I think that always creates interesting discussion for us. And I think it has been proven time and time again that you can read the same words and get a fresh understanding or have a different appreciation or a better understanding of what you were going through at the time. And so I'm always appreciative when we do have the opportunity to sit down and do a blog recap. It helps me see the growth. And honestly, it is a good reminder for me of how faithful God has been in my life. That's one of the biggest things I often take away from our blog recaps. And honestly, from our time together on this podcast, we laugh, we joke, we have fun. But this has really been life-changing for me. And my hope and my prayer is that it is helping you in your Christian journey, in your Christian walk, wherever you may be and however your day may be going. So, the blog A Living Sacrifice was written in November of 2019. Man, almost 5 years ago. So, Bible study brother, tell us what you, the overall concept of a living sacrifice and what you thought about it.
Well, first thing, I'll give you all the general concept, which is, I'll do, you know what? I'm gonna do it this way, guys.
You're gonna do your new
I'm
thing?
gonna do my new thing. So I'm gonna give you
Okay.
all this small little excerpt of just the first paragraph, because I think it's very imperative, because everything else will come after. Brace yourself. I'm going to use a curse word. You ready to hear it? Well, I warned you. Here it goes. Sacrifice. We may not consciously think that sacrifice is a curse word, but I believe our lifestyles betray our true thoughts on this concept. And so, what it made
End
me,
of quote.
end of quote. And so, what I'm thinking about, what I'm thinking about is, first of all, the timing of everything, right? So this is 2019, and it's November 2019, which is not, I'm not gonna say special, but notable for the fact that it's at this point that we have rumblings about COVID and what it
I don't
could.
remember any information about COVID.
I remember this because it was one of the things that they were saying was in China, and we was all like, whatever. No, and no
Okay.
one was even like paying attention to it really or whatever. And it was just like, well, it's gonna be a China thing. Even though, like, later on they were talking about all the different articles and stuff and things, or not articles, but information that Trump had or something like that. And it was around this time, because I remember just being like, okay, you know, because again, nothing of that caliber had happened before, so we weren't
Right.
really listening to it or whatever. And it made me think the timing of that, right? Because all of what I think the pandemic was an not an exhibit, but an example of how so many people don't sacrifice for others, much like what you said.
Yeah.
Like, on whatever level it is. So, you know, you had so many different people that were, you know, masked, no mask, vax, no vax. And no matter what side of the fence you stood on, there was this juxtaposition of feeling like, you know, you didn't want to sacrifice for somebody. And it's so interesting to think about that, because that is a curse word for us.
Yeah,
Give
it
you
is.
something and get nothing. Like, take something from me, like, take something off the table. And it's just so interesting to me because, like I said, we're gearing up for the year. And it's like looking at 2019, like, you know, we know now what's coming down the pipeline.
Right.
And so to think about that, to think about, like I said, you writing this and thinking about, like, that overall aspect of how we all acted, you know, they had spent years at that point upset and saying that McDonald's workers and all these people shouldn't get more money. And they, you know, you can go back to school and get another job only to turn around and they were the most essential thing in the world. And, you know, that sacrifice that all the people that the essential workers did was pivotal. You know, and it's crazy to me how on so many levels it's just like it's only okay for sacrifice if somebody else is doing it for you.
That's true.
You know, and that's kind of where the blog post put me. And I'm way shorter than I normally am because that's really all I got. It's just it put me in a place of like understanding even more just how true this was.
I like your take. Never even crossed my mind the COVID thing, because I will say at that point in time, I didn't even. Do you want to know when I really? Okay. I can't remember. I know for sure Christmas in 2019, our cousin was sick at Christmas, right? Pretty much stayed in her mom's bedroom because she was feeling bad. Now, in hindsight, we really feel like she had COVID because she was just like, oh, I'm so miserable. And like, we couldn't figure out, like, you know, like, is she blowing this out of proportion? Like, what is going on? So to think just in that short time, a month later, it would be close to home. You know, nobody else got it. But then it didn't probably come into my really, really looking at it and thinking about it as a real thing, probably until March of 2020, which is crazy. But like, I think that's when I started to take it. I thought it was just something that would blow over, and I was absolutely wrong. So it's interesting. Just our different perspectives and where our minds were at that time.
Because we geared up for them saying that we was all going to be, we was going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. That was supposed, like you said, that was the prevailing thing that they were saying. And then it's going, you know, we just got to isolate yourself.
And you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, that was my thought process. And I don't want to go down a COVID rabbit hole, but I do remember, like, you know, my job, we never shut down for anything. Okay. At that point in time, we had, you talk about me because I'm making this long story.
No, I'm doing this because I'm like, girl, they all was doing that. Like, I'm like, yep, I remember this because my job didn't either.
My job never shut down for anything. We literally had a virus that was like going through the building, and like teachers were like sick, like it was bad. And I'm like, why are we still allowed to be open? So I think that was another reason I was like, I mean, it's not going to be that bad. And when my job said, hey, we're closing for 2 weeks, wait, what? like all of my clients are at this one facility. Mm-hmm. Okay, like I was not prepared for 2 weeks no pay. You know, I'm not seeing kids at any other facilities right now, so this is interesting. Wow. That's when it became real to me, because when I say we never shut down before that, we really should have shut down. Oh man. So back from my COVID rabbit hole into living sacrifice. So I started publishing the blog in September of 2019. Mm-hmm. This blog was published in November. So September, October, November. Yeah. It has been 2 solid months of writing one blog post every day. And I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, that is why I wrote A Living Sacrifice, because it was never in my plans to sit down every day and write a blog about my journey, about my walk with Christ, about the things that I was struggling with or dealing with at the time. I think at that point in time, it really was a good reminder for me that Christ died for me, right? And although it is extremely uncomfortable for me to sit down every day and write, not only do I have to write what I'm thinking and what I'm working through in my relationship with Christ, but then I have to share it with the world. I don't know who all is reading this. I don't know who's going to get the chance to read it. But after I press publish and I have to put it out there for people to look at and read and come to their own thoughts and opinions, that's a very vulnerable thing for me. And I actually had this conversation with somebody the other day. They don't know the Sarita from in their mind. They never knew me before I started blogging. Right. So in their mind, I'm an extrovert, right? Like, oh, you could just go do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. This, and I'm like, I understand that you have this lens of me and this is how you see me, but this is really uncomfortable for me. This is not, I'm not a put it all out there kind of person. And I understand it. If this is all you know me from, then that seems weird. You know, I really had to process that and really think about it.
Yeah, because I what's funny is I remember interactions you had with certain people, and he was just like, I'm pretty sure they're reacting off information that I gave and trying to give that to other people as if it were their own information. And they don't know that I know. Like it was weird.
Correct.
Like that situation, I feel like you immediately know what situation I'm talking about, but yeah, that was interesting.
So I get how easy it would be to think that doing this every day wouldn't be a sacrifice for me and really a dying to myself, right? One of the scriptures in the Bible is that we have to deny ourselves daily, pick up our cross and follow Christ, whether that feels good or not. Does picking up crosses sound like something that feels good? Now, I'm not going to imply that writing a blog every day, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, but for me, it is because I'm having to be vulnerable at this point, 2019. I'm having to be vulnerable. I'm having to be open. I'm having to be obedient in an area that's very difficult for me. And so, let's bring it. I'm gonna make my time travel noise. Let's bring it to 2024. I no longer write blog posts every day, but this really did make me think about, I talk about the in the blog, A Living Sacrifice, about how I have to put down my plan, my schedule, the things that I want to do and really evaluate. Well, girl, what is God calling you to do? And what is he asking of you? And it's got me wondering, am I really sacrificing, or am I doing what feels comfortable enough for me, you know? And I saw a reel today. I would say it's a coincidence, but I don't think it is. But the girl was like, isn't it crazy that God is perfect in all his ways and he knows everything about us? He knows everything about everything. And yet we trust him the least. We don't take the time out to give him what he's asking. He knows what to do with, you know, that's why he's asking us for whatever it is. And we're reluctant to give it to him. So I
Dog,
think.
not just that. You are also reluctant to it seems like again like too much of the easy answer, I think, sometimes for people. So like if deeper to what you were saying, So, like, say God knew that 2021 was going to be what it was, right?
Right.
But he also knew that we would survive.
Right.
That we would make it. Did I trust that or know that going through all of that? Did I want to trust that? Even though I know how good he is. I was still doing the things that he asked me to do, sure. But there were so many moments where I think I was like challenged in a way of like feeling like, well, life is just never going, like, I don't know. It just ain't. And, you know, to be where I'm at and to see these different things, I know that that's the case for a lot of people where we try not to see ourselves how God sees us at all times. Meaning when something bad goes on in your life, does that mean God sees something wrong with you? Or does he still love you? Does he still want more from you? You know, I heard somebody say this where God never mentioned to Moses that he was a murderer. He just asked him to do what he needed to do.
Right.
And so often I think like we forget that, much to your example, where it's like we don't even want to trust him or believe the words he says to us.
Right. So I needed today's blog recap to remind me it's not my plan, it's his. And there are things I'm going to have to let go of to get to whatever level he's trying to take me to. I keep saying it every time we do a blog recap, but it is always so real and so relevant to where I am right in this moment. And just think, if I wasn't obedient almost 5 years ago to sit down and write, not only write it, but then publish it, like figure out how to get a website going and how to get all that stuff up and push through it. And that was a sacrifice of money, a sacrifice of time. And like I said, a sacrifice of vulnerability, which is what this podcast continues to be for me. At times I do feel compelled to write, to pick up my proverbial pen and start being more intentional about sharing my journey. There are, trying to figure out the right way to say it, I really do believe that there's a breakthrough when you are open and when you are transparent. Let me give you an example. So when I was buying my house, like I said earlier, I was self-employed, right? I'm seeing clients, I'm billing. That's how I'm making my money. I don't have, you know, I'm, it's me, you know? And so it was difficult to buy my home because I think at the time that I purchased my home, I had only been working for, I hadn't been working for myself for 2 years solid. And they want to see 2 years of solid income before they'll say, okay, you can buy a house. I was like at a year and a half mark. And so some of my documentation was from having a W-2 job. And then the rest of it is, okay, now you work for yourself. What are these numbers looking like? It was a constant push and pull struggle. And I was talking to my best friend about it at the time because they had pre-approved me for a certain amount. But like when I found a house and they were starting to go through like really in-depth paperwork, like I had got an appraisal on a home and all of this, the bank was like, hey, guess what? Ha ha, just playing. We're not going to give you this loan. And I was like, wait, what? wait. You couldn't have told me that before I paid for this appraisal and then the second appraisal and all, you know, all of these things. There's no money back for all of these things. Like, what misunderstanding are we having? Like, I sat here in this bank with you and you told me this is how much money I could qualify for a mortgage and I could get this home and all these things, right? And so I was talking to my best friend at the time. And I was being very transparent about what was going on. And she was able to say to me, hey, Well, I did this. You might want to try that and see what happens. So the nugget information she gave me ended up being a game changer for me. My realtor at the time had never even heard of what she did. And he was like, I don't know if this is like I've never heard of, and then because I found a person that could do it for me. It was nothing illegal, but let me just be very clear about that. It was nothing illegal, but it was just a path I had never even thought about taking. I didn't know, but if I hadn't been vulnerable with her and been willing to share, she would not have been able to give me information that would help me be able to own a home. Like it was something so simple, something I didn't even know. And I think he probably went on to tell other people that were self-employed about it. But like, I had never even, I'm like, I don't know. She's like, oh, try this. And voila, I'm in a home. So I said all that to say, I believe that there's a blessing in being transparent with people. Being transparent with people in the blog has tremendously blessed my life, but I also believe that it has blessed the lives of other people because I was willing to be open and transparent. But that still is a struggle for me because there are definitely things going on in my life that I would like to share. But also, Lord.
Yeah. But that's what I was gonna say earlier when you kind of back down from or tried to soften a blow for somebody that may say, that's not bearing a cross or whatever. And I'm like, being vulnerable and vulnerable about your spirituality and being a black woman are the most vulnerable things just in general. Like that cross to bear of standing firm on what you believe in, like you realize, you know, Peter, Paul, all disciples, like believing and going around just talking about the good things were things that almost cost them their lives.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying, you know, you posting a blog has put you in that situation, but I'm also saying that I'm not also saying that because you don't know like how your words affect people, inspire people, anger people, because there are people who don't believe and who, you know, literally go out of their way, especially during political seasons and all and the rest, to just condemn believers for stuff that we don't have an actual control over.
Right.
So I definitely want to kind of stomp that little thought out of it not being like across the bear. Anytime you step out here in these internet streets, and
And they
I,
are some streets, ain't they?
you know, it ain't a city, bro. It's just streets, different alleyways, like dark alleyways. You may find a speakeasy, something that you need, but you also may find somebody wanting to stab
These
you.
both of these things are true. I think I can say on today that I've been challenged to really, and again, like I said, I keep having conversations with people, but I just had a conversation with somebody yesterday. I have a tendency to want to control and think that I can control everything. And we all know in real life that's not the truth. That's not the case. And going back over this blog, really for me, is just a reminder that I need to let it go and give it to God. He knows best, period. And I'm going to have to sacrifice my idea of what would be good or ideal and take his if I want to live the best life that I can possibly live. And that's easier said than done. I don't want to make it into like church. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't one thing about this podcast for sure, for real, the blog, everything. I don't have a perfect walk, and that was the whole purpose and the point and the goal to talk to people and really truly build community about what it's like to walk this life out and to encourage each other and not I don't want to be defeated by it, but I do realize that it is an area that I really need to be focused. My word for 2024 is focus, and that's one thing I certainly need to focus on and I need to make the appropriate sacrifices in my life. So I don't know about you, but I look forward to revisiting this blog, to revisiting this subject again at a later date and time, and just see where we're both landing when it comes to sacrifice and how we're.
I mean, I think the thing about life, we just did some training at our church, and it was on grief or whatever, right? And we were talking, or we were watching a video on this lady that was kind of walking us through some things with the interview. And she was talking about compassion, and our leader asked her about how did you gain so much compassion? She was just like, you know, it just happens year by year. Like when you're trusting God, your compassion grows. And I think that when we're walking on this journey, like our sacrifice continues to grow. You know, our sacrifice will change, you know, our relationship. You know, the sacrifices that we make for each other are way different from the sacrifices we would have made when we were, you know, 13 and 16 because
Or
we're
even
not those
5 years
people.
ago, even 4.5 years ago.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's such a drastic transformation that I'm much like you, excited and expecting to see how we grow in our faith and grow in these different things because, you know, it's just what it is. So
It is what it is. All right, bro.
we appreciate you guys for joining us. I hope that what are you, matter of fact, not even I hope. I just want to know, how are you dealing with sacrifice? What are some things spiritually that, you know, maybe you can do better, or you want prayer for, or you just want a little bit more understanding about? Let us know down in the comments or down in those ratings and reviews that you do. We do implore even those of you that listen every week, if you have not done a rating, i.e. mother or grandmother or whoever, have someone walk you through how to do a rating and give 5 stars.
Yeah, I will have to go on grandma's device and rate us 5 stars for her. You won't even know it happened. Appreciate you, grandma, for the love. I'm gonna have to do be a device. This is it's crazy that you mentioned grandma, because we will have just like last week's episode was us celebrating her birthday. So this week, here she is again in the news, but I just had to reset her, put her, you know how you put the recovery password in, well, the recovery email and phone number, you get locked out of your email account. I had to change it to my information because we had a little snafu where she thought her tablet was broken, but really she just needed a new charger. It just was a whole thing. So, yeah, I will definitely be the one rating us via grandma's tablet. But hey, we appreciate the 5 stars. We love you, girl.
But yeah, we also care about you guys, and we hope that you have a blessed week. And remember, guys, it is not just you or I that preach, but together we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching.
Yeah.